Thank you for the introduction. Thank you all for coming. I am really glad to present you my research, cover crop influence on stored soil water availability to sub-second crops. We all love fresh and good food, right? But are we all worried about the water available to produce it? Probably not. But that is what a farmer is doing at every cropping season. Because water resources are declining and precipitation models, they are not good for the coming years. Often farmers are facing extreme climatic events such as drought. Here is a map of the United States for drought. And the different colors represent the drought intensity. We can see that drought is a huge issue in the United States. In South Carolina, in 2015, 35 counties were declared as primary disasters area due to drought. And here is my farmer's field before the research. He lost all his soybeans because of the drought. A major strategy for mitigating drought and other extreme climatic events is bringing diversity to the cropping system that enhance water reserves and soil health. Recently, cover cropping has emerged as an effective farming technique that can bring diversity. But although all its benefits, like increasing soil organic matter, enhanced soil structure, or improved pest management, farmers are hesitant to use them. Why? Because they don't know what species to use, when to plant them, or when to terminate them. They don't want to add an additional cost to their production. But most importantly, they don't want to initiate resources competition for the next crop, like nutrient or water. And this is where my research focuses. As a farmer, I wanted to know, if I plant a cover crop, how much soil water does it use? Will it cause water stress to the sub-second crops? So our objective in this research was to evaluate the common fall-winter cover crop, either single species or mixture, grown in South Carolina for biomass production, soil moisture content, and water use efficiency. We conduct this research on Milam Farm in Anderson County, South Carolina, during the fall-winter 2016-2017, and we will be repeating this the same research this fall and winter 2017-2018. We end up using seven cover crop treatments based on these following criteria. First, the combination of three functional groups, legume, grass, and brassica. On the recommendation of SARE and RCS, or the seed vendors, or the common available fall-winter cover crop in South Carolina. By that, we have single legume treatment, crimson clover, single grass, a mixture of two, like grass brassica combination, legume brassica combination, or legume grass combination. And we have a mixture of five, recommended by, we call it mixture of 5A, recommended by the seed vendor, and a mixture of 5B, recommended by NRCS staff. We compare that with two fallow commonly practiced by farmers, a weed-free fallow and a weedy fallow. We had 45 plots of 6 meter by 6 meter with row spacing of 19 centimeters. And we use a drill to plant the seeds. When cover crop was used as a single species, we used a seeding rate found in literature or recommended by the seed vendor. But when it was used, in a mixture, we took the recommended seeding rate, we divide by the number of species in that mixture. And our cover crop was terminated by herbicide application and a mechanical chopping 1 month before we plant the soybean. So Some measurements we took was, for example, the number of plants per meter squared, the stand count, at 44 and 64 days before after plantings. Another one was soil moisture content. I used a soil probe from Dynamax Delta T devices, where I evaluated, where I took measurements at 10, 20, 30, 40, 60, and 100 centimeters. You can see me on this picture using a power auger, the first one, to drive down the access tube. And this is how it looks on the third picture after I drilled them down. And the different measurements, like the different depth with the soil probe, you can clearly see me driving down the soil probe using a HH2 to take readings of the different depth for soil moisture content. And total soil moisture content was calculated up to 1 meter. Another measurement was biomass production. Approximately 1 month, in 1 meter square, we harvest above ground biomass at 83, 111, and 137 days after planting. On this picture, you can see how the plot was before and after biomass harvesting. You see how it looks like. Try to harvest everything. And we estimate water use efficiency. First, we determine the soil water depletion, the change in soil moisture content within 2 sampling days as an interval, as the difference between the soil moisture registered. And based on the soil water balance equation, we determine the crop water, the cover crop water use that we call here evapotranspiration. And water use efficiency was estimated as the ratio between above ground biomass and water use. I had my experimental design was a randomized complete block with 5 replications, 45 plots, so 9 treatments per block and 5 blocks. And I use, for my analysis of variance, I performed them using mixed procedure in size 9.4. Let's move to the results. First, the stand count. We saw on my y-axis, this is the number of plants per meter square, and on the x-axis, the cover crop treatments. For the 2 sampling dates, we clearly see that rye and mixture of 5A, they were the best ground cover in terms of number of plants per meter square. On intermediate ground cover, 2 intermediate ground cover were a mixture of 5B and rye plus clover. And the worst ground covers were crimson clover, oat and radish, turnip, and clover. A picture worth 1,000 words. This is how it looks in the field. And this is the cover crop at termination to show the biomass that I harvested. On this aerial view, you can see my 45 plots. The bare soil, they represent the weed-free fallow. And for example, you can see here, this is my first plot of turnip and clover. How we can clearly see the soil. And this is like my rye, how we cover the soil. And this is a mixture of 5A. We can clearly see on this aerial view how the stand count were for the different treatments. Soil moisture content. For all my sampling days, either at vegetative stage or flowering stage, or even 1 month after cover crop termination, we can clearly see that that all cover crop, they retain more or equal amount of soil moisture compared to fallows, even though statistically there is not distance, but numerically we can say, for example, rye mixture of 5A crimson clover, turnip, and clover, they retain more water than our fallows. Biomass. For the three sampling days, we clearly see that mixture of 5A, rye, they produce the largest amount of biomass. And mixture of 5B or rye and clover, they were intermediate in terms of biomass production. And the worst in terms of biomass production was crimson clover and turnip and clover, oat and radish. We estimate our water use of, when we plug biomass with the soil moisture content, we estimate our water use efficiency. We can see at two different time stages, late vegetative stage and late flowering stage. We can clearly see that mixture of 5A for both days had the highest biomass water use efficiency, that crimson clover has the lowest, and rye was in the top four for water use efficiency. To conclude, I would say all cover crops retain more or equal amount of soil moisture compared to my controls. Rye and mixture of 5A, they were good ground covers, good biomass producers, and they have the highest water use efficiency. Although turnip and crimson clover, or crimson clover, they retain more soil moisture, but because they produce less biomass and they were poor in terms of ground covers, I would not suggest them as cover crop based on this research. And one thing to say here, that this study does not support the perception of the farmers that cover crop deplete soil water when compared to fallows. For future work, I would like to see the effect of cover crop on soil health and soil compaction. I would like to see how cover crop interact with soil microbial activity and fertility, and also how the cover crop root system interact with hard pan, because in South Carolina, where I am, hard pan is a huge issue. With that, I would like to say thank you and take your questions. Is your question, is the cover crop was terminated 1 month before my soybean plantation?
Yeah, was it terminated at the same time it was chopped, or were the residues left standing?
Look, the first thing we do, we apply herbicides to terminate them, and after 4 days, we come with a water crumper to chop the residue so that the residue can stay. To keep moisture for the soybean my farmer was about to plant.
And that was just 30 days before planting?
Yes, 1 month before soybean planting.
Another question here. What's the animal brain fog in the study slide?
Sorry?
The animal brain fog.
During my cover crop season, this is my meteorological data. Well, we can see because it was winter, so we did it in the beginning, and 2016 was like a dry year for South Carolina also. But we can see like at the end, close to April, that we had precipitation, like higher rate of precipitation. But between the 6 months experiments, we have like sorry, I don't have the English word for that. But we can clearly see the patterns for precipitation and temperature, how it fluctuates. I have, okay, my mixture of 5A, we had Austrian winter bee, we have rye, crimson clover, hairy vetch, and oats in mixture of 5A. And that was my seed vendor recommendation because this is, according to him, this is one of the most purchased when farmers want to plant cover crop in South Carolina. Maybe it's where I took the picture that that make that that give this perception. But rye was 20 pounds per acre in that mixture, and. No, I harvest everything, and I dry them. This is how I have my dry biomass.
Not separate?
No, I didn't separate. No, I just harvest everything, and I put them in a oven until constant weight, and I wet it again, taking out my paper bags weight to have the biomass production.
Thank you very much.